You know what they don't tell you about loyalty in marriage? It's the knife she uses to cut your throat. While you're being faithful, present, committed, she's cataloging every moment you're not perfect as evidence for the case she's building against you. Every forgotten detail, every tired night, every time you chose work over romance, it's all being filed away in a mental folder labeled "Reasons I Deserve Better." And the most loyal husband, the one who never cheated, never lied, never abandoned his family, he's the easiest target of all. Because his loyalty makes him predictable. His faithfulness makes him boring. His commitment makes him invisible. And she's about to make him pay for every sacrifice he thought was love. Watch what happens when a woman decides your loyalty is weakness instead of strength. Watch how fast 10 years of marriage turns into a prison sentence you didn't know you were serving. I need to show you something that's happening in millions of homes right now. While good men think everything is fine, there's this pattern, this cycle that starts the moment you say, "I do," and accelerates every single day until the marriage is dead, but nobody's announced the funeral yet. And if you're a loyal husband, someone who actually takes his vows seriously, you're in more danger than the guy who's halfway checked out. 3 nights ago, I'm sitting in my living room and my neighbor Marcus comes over. 38 years old, software engineer, married 11 years, 2 daughters. He looks like he hasn't slept in weeks. His hands are shaking as he's holding his beer. He says, "I just found out she's been talking to her ex for 7 months. Not texting, talking, long conversations, 47 minutes on Tuesday. 1 hour and 23 minutes on Thursday." He knows because he finally checked the phone bill after noticing she takes calls in the garage at 9:47 p.m. every other night. When he confronted her, you know what she said. "You're never emotionally available. He actually listens to me. Marcus works 50 hours a week providing for their family, comes home every single night, hasn't missed a school event in 3 years, never cheated. Never even thought about cheating. And now he's the villain because he's not emotionally available." But here's what really happened. And this is what every loyal husband needs to understand before it's too late. She didn't lose attraction because he failed. She lost attraction because he succeeded. He became exactly what society told him a good husband should be. Stable, reliable, predictable, present but not demanding. And female biology sees that stability and starts screaming, "You can do better." Think about this for a second. When you were dating, you had uncertainty. You had other options, or at least the appearance of other options. You had a life that didn't revolve around her. You had mystery, unpredictability, the possibility that you might walk away. That created attraction. That created desire. That made her work to keep your attention. But the moment you committed, the moment you became loyal, the moment you made her the center of your world, you eliminated every single element that created attraction in the first place. And now you're confused why she's cold, why she's distant, why she's suddenly noticing every flaw that didn't bother her for the first 5 years. Let me tell you about this guy I know through work. Daniel, 42 years old, owns a small construction company. Married to Rebecca for 14 years. They met at a concert, one of those stories people tell at weddings about fate and destiny and soulmates. For the first 6 years, everything was perfect. They traveled together, laughed together, had this connection everyone envied. Then year 7, something shifted. Rebecca started taking longer to reply to his texts. Went from responding in 8 minutes to responding in 4 hours, sometimes 9 hours, but her Instagram story shows she's active the entire time. She stopped initiating sex completely, dropped from 3 times a week to once every 19 days, and when they did have sex, she was somewhere else mentally. Daniel could feel it. She started spending more time with her friends from yoga class, coming home at 11 p.m. on Thursdays, when class ends at 8 p.m. When Daniel asked where she was those 3 hours, she'd get defensive. "Why are you interrogating me? Don't you trust me?" creating conflict where he asked simple questions. By year 10, they were roommates who happened to share a bed. She slept facing the wall. He slept staring at the ceiling, wondering what he did wrong. Year 12, he noticed she changed her phone passcode. Used to be their anniversary. Now it's something she won't tell him. She takes her phone everywhere, including the bathroom. When it buzzes at night, she grabs it before he can see the screen. All the classic signs, but Daniel is loyal. He's committed. He thinks if he just works harder, makes more money, plans better dates, communicates more, everything will fix itself. Year 13, she tells him she needs space, moves into the guest room, says it's temporary, just until she figures some things out. He gives her space, because that's what loyal husbands do. They accommodate, they understand, they give their wives whatever they ask for. 6 months later, she asks for a divorce. Says she's been unhappy for years. Says she tried to make it work, but they've grown apart. Says it's nobody's fault, just people changing. 3 weeks after the divorce is final, Daniel sees on Facebook she's in a relationship. With who? Her yoga instructor. The guy she'd been spending those Thursday nights with for the past 4 years. And when Daniel finally talks to one of her friends who felt bad for him, she tells him the truth. Rebecca was done with you years ago. She just needed time to set everything up first. Set everything up, like she was planning a corporate takeover, not ending a marriage. That's what loyalty gets you in modern marriage. It makes you the stable foundation she stands on while she builds her exit strategy. Now pay attention to this next part, because it's where everything changes. The psychological mechanism that makes loyal husbands the easiest targets. There's something called the certainty gap in female attraction. When a woman is certain of a man's commitment, his value drops in her eyes. Not because she's evil or broken, but because her biology is wired to seek the best possible genetics and resources for potential offspring. Certainty signals that she's reached her maximum, that this is as good as it gets, that she's settled, and settling creates this low-level resentment that grows every single day. She starts noticing things she didn't notice before. The way you chew, the way you laugh, the way you tell the same stories. Small things that didn't matter when you were a challenge. Now they're evidence you're not good enough. She starts comparing you to every other man she sees. The guy at her office who always has something interesting to say. The neighbor who stays in better shape. The ex-boyfriend whose life looks perfect on social media. And here's the twist that nobody wants to talk about. The more loyal you are, the worse this gets. Because your loyalty proves you have no other options. If you had options, you'd be talking to other women, keeping yourself in shape, maintaining mystery and unpredictability. But you're not doing any of that because you're loyal. You've closed yourself off from other possibilities. And she sees that closing off as proof you couldn't get anyone better, which means she's definitely settled for less than she deserves. But here's the really dark part, and this is what actually killed Daniel's marriage. It wasn't that he stopped being attractive, it's that he stopped making her work for his attention. Think about when you're dating. She texts you, sometimes you reply immediately, sometimes you reply 4 hours later because you're busy living your life. She suggests plans, sometimes you're available, sometimes you're not, because you have your own priorities. She gets upset about something. Sometimes you apologize. Sometimes you tell her she's being unreasonable and she needs to deal with it herself. All of that creates what psychologists call intermittent reinforcement. It's the same mechanism casinos use to create gambling addiction. You don't win every time, so your brain becomes obsessed with figuring out the pattern, seeking that next win. But after marriage, after commitment, you become constant reinforcement. She texts, you reply immediately. She suggests plans, you're always available. She gets upset, you always apologize and fix it. You've become predictable. And predictable is the death of desire. Stay with me here, because this is where most men lose the game without knowing they're playing. I know men who gave up their friends because she didn't like them. Men who stopped going to the gym because she said it took too much time away from the family. Men who abandoned hobbies they loved because she needed more quality time. Every single one of them thought they were being good husbands. Every single one of them is now divorced or in dead marriages where she barely looks at them. Years ago, I worked with someone who followed every piece of modern relationship advice perfectly, communicated constantly, was vulnerable about his feelings, always asked her opinion on decisions, never made her feel excluded or less important than his goals, treated her like an equal partner in everything. You know what she told her friends? "I feel like I'm married to my girlfriend." Not a compliment, an explanation for why she was looking elsewhere for masculine energy she wasn't getting at home. And this is what really pisses me off about all of this. Society has spent 30 years telling men that being a good husband means erasing everything that made them attractive in the first place. Be emotional, be vulnerable, be available 24/7, share every feeling, apologize for everything, treat her like a queen, put her first always. And when men follow that advice, when they actually become what they're told women want, they get divorced. Or worse, they stay married to women who despise them but won't leave because the lifestyle is too comfortable. Where's the honesty in that? Where's the accountability? The same therapists and relationship coaches telling men to be more vulnerable are the ones making money from the divorces when that vulnerability kills the attraction. The same culture that tells men to pedestalize women is the same culture that mocks men when women lose respect for them. As if men created this disaster. As if men chose to be confused about what actually works. As if men are the problem when they were just following the instructions they were given. Let me tell you something that happened to me that crystallized this whole pattern. I had a client, successful guy, owned 3 gyms, great income, took care of himself, had his life together. Married to a woman who worked part-time and spent most of her energy on Instagram. She posted constantly, every meal, every outfit, every thought that crossed her mind. And the comment section was always full of men validating her, complimenting her, telling her she deserved better. One day, she posts something about how real men should plan elaborate date nights. My client sees this. He's taking her on dates twice a month. Good restaurants, shows, experiences. But apparently, that's not enough because it's not Instagram worthy. He doesn't hire photographers to capture candid moments. He doesn't create surprise flash mobs. He doesn't do these grand gestures that exist only in movies and social media. So he comes to me and asks, should I be doing more? And I said, more than what? You're already doing more than 95% of husbands. He says, but she sees all these other relationships online and thinks I'm not measuring up. And I told him something that changed his perspective completely. She's not comparing you to real men. She's comparing you to fiction. And you can't win that competition because the men she's seeing don't exist. But here's what happens when a loyal husband finally wakes up, when he realizes his loyalty has been weaponized against him, when he understands that every sacrifice was catalogued as weakness instead of love. He has 3 options. Option 1, keep being loyal and accept that he'll be treated with less respect every year until she either leaves or he becomes so resentful the marriage is just a legal contract with no love in it. Option 2, fight back by withdrawing his loyalty. Start creating uncertainty again. Stop being available. Stop being predictable. Become the challenge she hasn't had to work for in years. Option 3, leave. Just walk away from someone who sees his best qualities as flaws and start over with someone who can actually appreciate what he brings. Most men choose option 1 because they don't even realize options 2 and 3 exist. They think loyalty is binary. Either you're committed or you're not. Either you're a good husband or a bad one. But what they don't understand is that loyalty without respect is just slavery. You're serving someone who doesn't value the service. You're sacrificing for someone who doesn't see the sacrifice. You're being faithful to someone who sees your faithfulness as lack of options rather than conscious choice. I'm going to tell you about Marcus's brother-in-law, James. Different approach to marriage entirely. James has been married 16 years, same wife, still attracted to each other, still have sex 3 times a week, still go on adventures together, still look at each other like they did when dating. What's James doing differently? He never stopped living his own life. He goes to the gym 5 days a week, been doing it for 20 years, didn't stop when he got married. He has boys' trips 2x a year, Vegas in March, fishing in Montana in September. He has hobbies she's not involved in, restores classic cars, plays in a recreational basketball league. And here's the key part. When she complains about any of this, he doesn't apologize. He doesn't negotiate. He doesn't promise to change. He just says, "This is who I am. This is who you married. These things make me happy, and I need to be happy to be a good husband to you." And you know what happens? She respects him. She admires him. She brags about him to her friends, not because he's perfect, but because he has boundaries she can't cross, because he maintained his identity instead of dissolving into husband as a complete definition of who he is. James isn't more attractive than Marcus. He doesn't make more money. He's not more romantic. But he never fell into the trap of thinking loyalty meant making her his entire world. He kept his own world and invited her to be part of it. And that made all the difference. Now here's the brutal truth that's going to hurt some of you to hear. If you're a loyal husband and your wife has lost respect for you, it's not entirely her fault. Yes, modern culture programmed her to have impossible standards. Yes, social media created unrealistic comparisons. Yes, feminism told her she deserves everything without reciprocation. But you're the one who accepted that programming. You're the one who tried to compete with fiction. You're the one who abandoned your boundaries to keep peace. You can't control what culture tells her, but you can control whether you believe it too. And if you've spent years shrinking yourself, apologizing for taking up space, performing for approval that never comes, that's on you. Not in a cruel way, not in a blaming way, but in an empowering way. Because if it's on you, that means you can change it. Let me break this down for you into specific behaviors that separate respected husbands from disrespected ones. Respected husband has a weekly routine that doesn't change based on her mood. Gym on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Poker with friends every other Thursday. Sunday morning is for hobbies. Non-negotiable. Disrespected husband asks permission for everything. Is it okay if I go to the gym today? Are you okay if I see my friends this week? Putting her feelings above his needs every single time until he has no needs, just guilt for wanting anything for himself. Respected husband says no without explanation. I'm not doing that. Period. End of sentence. Disrespected husband explains, justifies, apologizes. I would. But you see, I have this thing and I promised and I'm sorry, but maybe next time if you really need me to. Respected husband lets her handle her own emotions. She's upset? That's her problem to solve. He'll listen if she asks, but he's not responsible for managing her feelings. Disrespected husband becomes an emotional management service. Spends hours trying to fix moods, solve problems she doesn't want solved. Apologize for things that aren't his fault, just to return her to happy so he can relax. Respected husband maintains his standards. If she's not meeting his needs physically, emotionally, partnership-wise, he addresses it directly. This isn't working for me. We need to fix this or I'm out. Disrespected husband lowers his standards until they don't exist. Sex once a month becomes acceptable. Disrespect becomes normal. Cold distance becomes just how marriage is. He adapts to dysfunction instead of demanding better. You see the pattern? Respected husbands have immovable cores. Their identity, their standards, their boundaries don't shift based on her approval. Disrespected husbands are shapeless. They mold themselves to whatever keeps the peace, whatever avoids conflict, whatever earns temporary approval that evaporates by morning. And here's what nobody tells loyal husbands. That shapelessness you think is love, she experiences it as weakness. Every time you apologize for something that isn't your fault, she loses 3% of her attraction. Every time you cancel your plans to accommodate hers, she loses 5% of her respect. Every time you explain and justify your decisions like you need her permission, she loses 7% of her desire for you. It adds up slowly. You don't see it happening because each instance is small. But 3 years later, she's looking at you like your furniture that talks. 5 years later, she's fantasizing about men who wouldn't tolerate what you tolerate. 7 years later, she's planning her exit while you're planning your anniversary dinner. This is what happens when loyalty isn't paired with self-respect, when commitment isn't balanced with standards, when faithfulness becomes a cage you locked yourself in while handing her the key. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. The solution isn't to become a monster. It's not to cheat or abuse or abandon your family. The solution is to remember you had value before her and you'll have value after her. You're not auditioning for her approval. You're not performing for her validation. You're not earning her love through perfect behavior. You're a man with options, with standards, with an identity that exists independent of her opinion. And if she can't respect that, if she can't value that, if she can't appreciate a loyal man who also respects himself, then she's not the woman you thought she was. And staying with her is choosing to be disrespected every day for the rest of your life. Every loyal husband watching this needs to make a decision, not tomorrow, not after you think about it, right now. Are you going to keep sacrificing yourself for someone who sees sacrifice as weakness, or are you going to reclaim the man you were before you started performing for approval? Because that man, the one who had boundaries and standards and a life outside of her, that's the only version of you she'll ever respect. And if it's too late, if the respect is already gone and can't be recovered, then you need to respect yourself enough to walk away. That's the mirror every loyal husband needs to look into, not to see what she sees, but to see what you've become and decide if that's who you want to be.